Hey there, I'm Grant Wall. Welcome to the Planet Football Podcast. This week's interview guest is Michelle Akers, the legendary American soccer player. While we've got you, make sure to check out Planet Football TV, SI's weekly soccer video series that I co-host with Luis Miguel Echegaray. We have interviews, debate, and thoughtful opinions on the game we love. That's Planet Football TV. Onward! Our guest today is Michelle Akers, the legendary winner of two World Cups and one Olympic gold medal. She is considered by many to be the greatest women's soccer player of all time. Through October 19th, she is auctioning off some remarkable memorabilia of her career, including her FIFA Player of the Century Award and her 1996 Olympic gold medal, plus lots of other stuff at goldinauctions.com, G-O-L-D-I-N auctions.com, proceeds of which will benefit, as she has put it, her horse and animal welfare work, her farm relocation, and family time. If you want to know about what a badass Michelle is, please listen to our podcast series Throwback from earlier this year about the 1991 Women's World Cup. Michelle, thanks for coming on the show.
So glad to be here. Thanks, Grant.
We've done lots of interviews over the years, and every time we do it, I enjoy it greatly. Let's jump right in and start by asking, when people see a famous athlete auctioning off their memorabilia, sometimes they get concerned and they ask, is everything all right? What is your answer to that question?
Yeah, I'm going for you know, right now, I watched the World Cup this summer, obviously, with our awesome U.S. women's national team. And while I was watching, you know, I always think about my career. I think about the experiences we had as a team together, the accomplishments, the challenges, all of that. And then I'm also watching and enjoying and, you know, sometimes being tortured if they're not winning by enough, right? Watching that team, the current team, perform and compete. And so it's emotional too. And so as I was watching this the whole World Cup, I was like, you know what? It's time now. I am ready to, you know, take the next step and transition. And I've been talking about it for years, and the World Cup just got me inspired and compelled me to take that next step. So that's what I'm doing. I mean, the memorabilia I have, going through it all was super fun. And then, you know, when the golden auction guy came and they took it all from me, I was like, okay, wondering prior to that happening, oh my gosh, how am I really going to feel about it? Because, you know, like buyer's remorse, I was worried about, oh my God, have I just made the hugest mistake? But I was like so excited. So, you know, that's what this is all about. And it's being used to put towards my next step, our next step, and the ability to make a difference and help animals. That's, you know, my love, my first love, actually. So that's what it's about.
So could you give people an idea of what that work is, this horse and animal welfare work? You live on a farm in Georgia. What are you wanting to do?
Well, I started about 10 years ago doing this, and I fell into it. I mean, I've always loved animals. I read The Black Stallion and wanted to, like, one day be the kid in The Black Stallion, have my own horse, and, you know, live the dream of that. So that has always been not, you know, far behind my soccer. And so when I was ready to retire, I jumped, like, I was like, woohoo, giddy up, right? You know, my path led me to this one horse in Orlando, and I ended up taking her in, and then I thought, man, I could do something good that here through the soccer community. I could help, you know, connect a lot of horses or animals in need to the soccer community, which could help fund and support and, you know, create awareness for the need here. And so that's kind of how it started. And so over the years, I've been rescuing horses, like literally taking them in and taking care of them every day. Some I've adopted out, some I've given to therapeutic riding places, and some, you know, have died, and some I still have. So as this kind of process has gone on, I've also, my desire to do more than just take care of a couple horses at a time or a couple animals at a time, because I rescue dogs. I have some pygmy goats that I rescued. I rescued a pig. I mean, it just kind of morphs into something. I'm taking that next step towards, you know, moving to the West Coast and making this more than it is. So how that looks right now, I've always had a thing for Mustangs. And one of my rescues is a Mustang. His name's Phoenix. He was taken by the BLM out of Wyoming as a baby and from his mom. And I got him. He had been through a lot. So I have a thing for Mustangs. I would love to get into like helping a Mustang sanctuary and creating awareness while also. We're trying to rescue these other horses and animals in need, and then connecting that to people like veterans and personal development, and partnering with other organizations that do this kind of work. That's my goal. We'll see how it goes. You know, I talked to someone yesterday, and I kind of they asked me, so what do you want to do? And I said, well, I see it in my head. It's all there. I know exactly what I want, but it's like me telling my dad when I was 12, I want to be the best soccer player in the world. I want to play in the Olympics. I want to do all this, you know, stuff that what didn't even exist. So, right. I didn't at that time, there was nothing like that, right. In existence. So it's sort of, I'm taking that love, that passion, and that what I see in my head and heart, and then I'm taking it a step at a time, and this is part of the step.
It does give me some pleasure, by the way, to know that you have goats on your farm, because I always think of you as the goat, the greatest of all time. So you should get a picture of you with one of your goats at some point.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I did visit you on your farm several years ago in Georgia. And one thing I remember about that was that there was basically not any memorabilia that I remember up in your house. Obviously, you kept a lot for this auction. Is that a reflection of your personal attitude sort of toward that memorabilia?
Yes, I guess it is. I mean, they say... you know, everything you say, everything you do is a reflection of what's inside and who you really are. So it reveals a lot. I had all my memorabilia either in boxes or like in this big storage locker thing in my basement, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know why I put them up. I don't know. It just wasn't important to me to have them on display and walking past it every day when I could have pictures of my, you know, my son Cody and his drawings and, you know, horses and dogs and all other kinds of things that fill me with joy. It's not that I don't respect the awards, like all the things right. that I have. I love them. I mean, I love the memorabilia. I love those jerseys. It was part of my, I mean, I carried it, right? It was on me, and my blood, sweat, and tears are on some of those things, literally. It's just that I lived it and I was there, and I'm doing other things now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's sort of, I know it's, I don't know. I've had a lot of feedback. Why are you, you should be giving that to Cody, or you should be, it should be in a, on display in a, some public museum or Soccer Hall of Fame or the FIFA Museum. It should, Seattle Sound, whatever. And that would be great. I would love that. But there hasn't, nothing has come up in that sense or in that category. And so, you know what, I want to go forward with my horse stuff. And so that's, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's, it, yeah, it just makes sense. So I don't know, I guess my teammates and some of the people are making me kind of emotional when they're saying, no, don't do it, because they're upset about it. And so it makes me kind of want to validate my decision, I guess. I'm it's sort of like a kind of a thing I've been wrestling with over the last couple weeks.
No, and that's human, you know. What are some of the things that are up for auction here?
Oh my gosh. Well, of course, you know, the big hardware things, like the Olympic gold medal from 1996. That medal is like, well, it's the first Olympics for women's soccer ever, which seriously, it took until 96 to have us in there. And then we won, and it was off of the 95 World Cup, which we struggled through and lost to Norway. So that Olympic gold medal is something to me really special. The Player of the Century trophy, that, you know, I went to Rome, I think it was, and sat in this kind of like a pavilion kind of thing, and you know, watch Maradona come in, and Pele was there, and Beckenbauer, and all these guys that I was like, oh my gosh, right? And then I got to go stand up there with, you know, some of them and be awarded that. So that's the big one. I've always been extremely humbled by that award recognition. There's some of the stuff that I haven't talked about so much are the American flags that I have. I'm very patriotic. I'm very like go USA, and especially with the US national teams, men's and women's, and Olympics, World Cups. And those flags I got, one was for the, I was on the field for FIFA and the Orlando World Cup Organizing Committee in 94 World Cup, and someone threw this flag down to me, and I kept it. And then another one is from 96 in the final, as I was walking off the field, which I could barely do because I was so wiped out and injured. Someone gave me this flag, and I kept that. And one of them I put up on my soccer field here at the farm. So there's cleats that I wore during the Olympics and World Cup. There's jerseys. There's my last shoe bag that I had. It had my shoes in it, shin guards, some power bars, and a couple other things from my last game that I played for the U.S. So there's lots of things that are like connected very personally. And then there's the bling, right? The big shiny things too.
Now, do you hope that some of the people who buy these items might actually consider donating them to, say, the National Soccer Hall of Fame?
I've looked at every single thing I have up on that, on goldenauctions.com, like on the website there. I've gone through every single thing, and I've kind of like said a blessing on each thing, like, you know, thank you. And, for the experience, right? And then whoever gets this, you know, it's let it be a blessing to them, because they're taking a part of my team, and myself, and also enabling and contributing to helping a lot of animals and horses, and me and Cody by purchasing this, or by wanting to have this as a part of themselves. So, you know, it is up to them. I don't have a preference. I want whoever purchases these things to enjoy it and to understand the passion and the experience that went into every single item that's for auction.
You mentioned that some of your old U.S. teammates are sad, I guess, about this. What have you told them when they've communicated to you about it?
I said, stop being a baby. No, I didn't. Grant, I was shocked, actually. I was like, when I gave the Golden Auction people that stuff, I was like, yes, this is awesome. Like, how cool is this? You know, this was part of my career and now I'm repurposing it, right? This is a really a cool transition and transaction, I think. Okay. My teammates were like, what are you doing? And they're upset and this should not be separated up. This should be always together. It's historic and it's you. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So I just tried to explain, look, the same passion that I had for my career, playing soccer. I loved playing soccer. I wanted to do my best and be my best for myself, but also to elevate my team and my teammates, like to accomplish our dream together. So this is the same passion going into my next step here. So please support me. You know, please support it. It's not a sad thing. Let's reframe it. So I, like Amanda Cromwell has said, okay, Mish, look, I'm doing my social media and passing it on, but I'm saying, I don't like it, but please support Michelle and her auction. So I love that because it's honest, right? And I don't know, I would really love to like have a longer conversation about the reasons why that might be sad. I just kind of don't understand. So, but I'm, on the other hand, I'm so grateful that they care. Like, I'm so nice that, you know, they call me or people are like, no, you should have it. I think that it really says a lot about who these people are and that they care. So that, I don't know, that was really a nice feeling too.
Oh, I know how focused you've been for so many years now on your work with animals, with horses, with rescues. Would you have any interest in coaching or doing media?
Not coaching. I've never, that's never been like a thing for me. I tried it for a while after I retired from playing and Anson was like, Mish, just try it. You know, you're the awesome. And I was like, all right, Anson. So, you know, out of respect for him, I would have jumped off a tall building to try it. I just didn't like it. It wasn't, wasn't in my wheelhouse there for passion. Like it wasn't what I woke up in the morning thinking about and wanting to do. The media, yeah, I would love to explore that. I did some commentary for ESPN when I first retired and I liked it, but it wasn't the right time. I was still having a million surgeries and trying to put my body back together and needed to heal first. I would be interested in exploring that. It would seem, I like that it would be challenging and never the same. I don't know. I would get to be working with other people and helping to, you know, convey the beauty of the game, you know, the challenge of the game and what these athletes are going through. I really like that part.
Well, I hope the people who hire in media hear that because I'd love to see you doing media stuff. I am curious because I asked this to to other players, former players especially, and I'm wondering how has U.S. soccer treated you over the years since you stopped playing?
So one of the organizations I asked to help me with my auction was U.S. soccer. Okay. Cindy Parlow. Well, not now. She's not Cindy Parlow. Cindy Cohn. Dan Flynn. Carlos. Some people responded. Some people didn't. And so it's this. That's how it's been my whole career. And it's probably sometimes they treat you right, and sometimes they don't. Let's just put it that way. And one of the things that I'm exploring is actually, you know, writing a book, and it's not necessarily going to be about the dirt on anyone, but I feel like that this auction kind of has went through my whole career looking through all my memorabilia, and then my teammates, you know, when we get together, there's kind of a new thing going on with these retired players, like us oldsters now, and supporting the current players and how the experiences are the same and different. And it's and then what each of us are doing now separately and individually and how that plays into current day, right? And who we were as players in the past. So I will be talking about some of those experiences with U.S. soccer and other organizations, and how they've treated me and my team, whether it was, you know, subpar or it was awesome. So,
yeah, I mean, we got into some of those topics in the Throwback podcast series about no pay to low pay, all throughout the 90s and beyond, and stuff that we're still seeing today with the lawsuit that the U.S. women's players have against U.S. soccer for gender discrimination. It's an interesting one. The culture at U.S. soccer, it seems like sometimes with even like greatest of all time players like yourself, like the you're either in or you're out. With U.S. soccer, and there's kind of no in between.
That's true. I'm definitely out, right? So but that's okay. I'm not trying to be in. So I think if I was trying to be in, that might be really tough, and you know, like, but I'm not in.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can guess why, but
why?
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's like a two more podcasts. God help us. But it's okay because it's part of the path. I don't mind. Like I never got to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was one of my dreams. My first dream as a kid, along with the Black Stallion, I didn't get to play with the Steelers. I did have a Mean Joe Green number 75 jersey. But that, you know what? They didn't pick me up. So it's okay. But it helped that dream sort of morphed into my soccer career. And I always thought I became Mean Joe Green as a soccer player versus on the football field.
That's a very apt comparison to how you played soccer over the years. What should people know if they want to check out your auction and perhaps bid?
Well, guess what? It's ending on Saturday. This round of stuff is ending on Saturday, so we only got a few days. And the auction people say it can get really crazy on the last day in the final hour. So I'm hoping that is the case. And I'm always kind of drawn to the cares of my teammates, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been vocal with me about this thing, and so about my memorabilia and where it should be. And my team, they want it together, and others do too. And I would prefer that, but you know, that there's all kinds of things going on. So if the soccer community wants this stuff together, then there's still lots of time to do that. And just remembering that this is like, it's opening another door for me, all this memorabilia. I get to share it. and because it was a huge part of my life. And I get to share it now with the public. So in doing so, will make a difference for me going forward and continuing my other passion, you know, which is these horses. And I was just going to say one more thing. Oh, yeah. So then there's a second part of this auction. Like after this part, the first part closes, there'll be another auction, but it's not going to have the same content that this one does. So there's two different ones, but this is, so anyway, this is your last chance. This is all my stuff. Cody only wanted one thing and I have like three or four things, and this is it. It's not like I have another stash and back in some closet. So this is it. Take it. Go for it. And thank you, right? Thank you for doing that.
I am curious. What is the one thing Cody wanted and the three things you kept?
So I thought Cody was going to want that Olympic gold medal. And this has been a conversation for years now about doing this. So when it came down to it, the only thing that Cody wanted was this it was a leather sleeve, like kind of Letterman jacket that I got from Anson, because I said to him, look, Ants, that, because he had this jacket, that is a cool jacket, and if we win the World Cup, can I have one? And so we won and I got one, and so I have kept that. And Cody saw it, God, maybe like 10 years ago, and has always been trying to snag it. And last year, he took it out of the closet and was like, Mom, check this out, right? And I said, okay, look, you can have it if you keep your room clean for 3 weeks. And so he did, and I gave it to him. So that's the only thing he wanted. And then I kept, I have two American flags. One is from the 96 Olympics, the first game in the Citrus Bowl, and somebody wrote Thank You USA on it. I have that framed, and then I have a small USA flag that I got when in 91 World Cup, when I was coming off the bus going to I think it was just coming off the bus, and a Chinese man handed me the flag with a, you know, like a wood stick on it, and I kept it. I have it framed. And then there's a picture, a huge photo that someone from Norway sent me. A random person. It's black and white. It's of us, the team celebrating in the 91 World Cup. It framed, and this guy sent it to me because he thought I would love it. And it's like one of the things I really loved. And I couldn't picture myself giving that away. So I kept that. And that's basically it.
Well, the auction is goldinauctions.com, GOLDIN auctions.com. And it goes through Saturday. So it will be over on Saturday. She's Michelle Akers. The goat. I want to see a picture of you with one of your goats. So if you want to put that up, I'd be all over that. It is always an honor to speak to you, Michelle. Thank you.
You too, Grant. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Planet Football Podcast. I'd like to thank Michelle Akers, as well as producer Brandon Nix, and everyone at Sports Illustrated who supports this podcast. Remember to check out Planet Football TV, SI's weekly soccer video series that I co-host with Luis Miguel Echegaray. We have interviews, debate, and thoughtful opinions on the game we love. That's Planet Football TV. See you next time.